with regard to what happened in Iowa here. Should Minnesotans be worried about a repeat of what happened in Iowa with our own primary coming up?
No, and for several reasons. First, what we're having on March 3rd is an actual election, a primary election with real polling places, real elections equipment, trained elections administrators, and so forth. Iowa was a caucus situation that was relying on political party volunteers. We also don't do election night reporting like they apparently tried to do in the Iowa caucuses last night. We don't use an app. No one has to be worried about that. Instead, we have an election night reporting system where we get the results straight from county elections administrators. There's always a telephone backup, no matter what. And so we're going to be in very good shape from an administrative standpoint in Minnesota. There are no Iowa-style worries, as far as I can see, in terms of this upcoming presidential primary.
Okay, good. That's reassuring. And I'll give you another opportunity, as you have in the past with me several times, to maybe reiterate the safety and the fact that we use a paper system.
Yes, Minnesota is ahead of the game in that we are a paper ballot state. As your listeners who have voted know, we rely on paper. Those ballots have to be kept for nearly 2 years under federal law. So that's something you can always touch and feel and see in case there are any allegations of any wrongdoing. So that puts us in a really good position from the standpoint of not just security, but accuracy as well. And I'm glad we have that consensus in Minnesota.